Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. I hope you guys are having a great time. To anyone new here, a warm welcome. Thank you so much for checking out the channel. All I ask is after watching and or listening to the video, if you find you enjoyed it or you learned something, do me a favor, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, without further ado, let's get started. As they say in the South, how y'all doing? I do hope that you are all freaking fantastic. It's Friday. You did it. You got through the week. We did it. Today's video is a short one. I am working on another video about the 13-year-old Madeline Soto. She's the little girl. I do call her a little girl. I know she had just turned 13, but she went missing. She was found dead 5 days later, and now it's coming out that her so-called stepfather has been essaying her for at least 2 years, starting when she was 11. I'm going to say the word allegedly because he hasn't been tried and convicted yet, although photos of this essay activity apparently were found on his phone and other devices. And I'll tell you, the mother looks very suspicious as well. It's very hard to believe she didn't know this was going on. So stay tuned for that. But today we're going to talk about, once again, the Adelson case. I know some people are sick of it, but others, like me, continue to be fascinated by the whole thing. And remember, this story is not over. It's ongoing. It was through the two hitmen, Luis Rivera and Zigfredo Garcia, that Dan Markell's murder was ultimately solved. Had these two dudes not made mistakes during the commission of the crime, it's possible that we still wouldn't know who took Professor and Father Dan Markell's life. Here are the top 10 mistakes Garcia and Rivera made during the crime. These are not in any specific order. Actually, I'm going to add a ninth mistake right now, and that is that they got involved in this godforsaken plot. Number one, they committed the crime in broad daylight in Benton Hills, where neighbors were home, awake, and alert. Because of this, neighbor Jim Geiger saw the car, noticed its make and color, and was able to tell the police that that vehicle went screaming out of the driveway right after he heard two shots. Number two, Zigfredo and Luis stopped at a J.P. Morgan Chase ATM and managed to get both their faces filmed in a crystal clear manner, looking straight at the security camera. Three, they both engaged in conspicuous consumption by buying pricey items post the crime, including cars and motorcycles. On the drive to Tallahassee, Zigfredo decided to play with the weapon. He ended up shooting a hole in the gas line of the rented vehicle. All the gas ran out of the car, and they could no longer move. They needed to seek roadside assistance, and they found it in the way of a drug dealer. It's always good to multitask, don't you think? Fix your car and get your drugs. Five, on their first trip to Tallahassee, Siggy and Louie rented a vehicle that had a tracking system in it. The rental agreement was only for driving in the Miami area. Thus, once the car left the Miami area, the GPS tracking system alerted. This is one of the reasons the two hitmen turned around. They weren't supposed to be anywhere outside of Miami, and there was a tracking system following their every move. Dumb and dumber. Six, the day before the crime, Siggy and Louie were spotted wandering behind victim Dan Markell's house in broad daylight. Seven, the hitmen chose not to use a silencer, which is why the neighbor heard the two shots, looked out his window, and saw the light green Prius. 8. Luis Rivera rented the Prius in his own name, knowing that he and Garcia were about to commit the crime. Luis also scribbled Garcia's phone number on the rental agreement, along with the word brother. Remember, Rivera and Garcia were so close, they'd grown up together, and they were like brothers. So those are my top 8 mistakes that the hitmen made. Of course, the biggest mistake, though, was agreeing to get entangled in this murder-for-hire plot. Somebody left me a comment today, and that was, why didn't Katie just convince Siegfriedo to rob Charlie Adelson instead? Until the next time on Bed Crime Stories, I love you guys. Do me a favor, check out my merchandise store. I added some new items.